I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This week, the world anxiously waits to see the outcome of the Trump and Kim peace summit. But Eric Foley from the Voice of the Martyrs Korea suggests that Christian focus should be on repentance instead of nuclear or trade agreements. In fact, the desire to see their leader come to Christ is what North Korean believers are praying for.
The Bible is always passionately concerned with the heart of the leader. And so I think North Korean Christians' ways of praying are actually the most practical ways of praying in this case. It's tempting for us as Christians and the rest of the world to say, well, that's not realistic. First, there needs to be economic incentives. Then there needs to be nuclear disarmament. But this kind of thinking is not known to the scriptures, and it's not known among North Korean believers.
Join us in asking God to radically change the heart of North Korea's leaders so that they might follow him. And during his last visit to Pakistan, FMI's Bruce Allen was able to deliver snapshot tool packets to ministry partners. Now, Allen says one partner was particularly thankful.
I was just pleased that here's this woman who is discipling women, many of whom are illiterate, and yet the snapshot tool doesn't depend on text. It's all image-based. And here's this woman who says, I'm discipling people to share their faith here in Pakistan, number 5 on the world watch list for discrimination and severe persecution of Christians. And people are ready to share their faith. They just need to be empowered to do it and give us a tool.
Pray for this woman and the people she disciples. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.